Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be looking at the halachas of Shehechiyanu and Hatov Ameitiv. This is part one of Siman Nuntes, the 59th chapter of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be looking at today three basic concepts: brachos on good and bad tidings, birth and death, and buying new items. Let's jump straight in. We know this is based on the Mishnah in Brachos in the 9th Perek, that a person is required to say a bracha on good tidings. So therefore, if a person hears good news, they should say the bracha of Shehechiyanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to live to witness the special moment and marker in life. If it is a thing which is good, not just for the person himself, but for others, others benefit from it as well, the bracha would be Hatov V'Ameitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good and projects that good to others as well. The Mishnah goes on to say that a person is responsible to also say a blessing on negative tidings, on sad tidings, Gam Ala Ra'ah. This is learnt from one of the many sources that it's learned from is the pasuk we say in Kriya Shema at the very beginning, V'avtas Hashem Lekecha, you should love Hashem your God, v'chol vavcha, v'chol ashecha, v'chol modecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your ma'od. When it means with all your heart, it refers to Shnei Yitzarecha, both your inclinations, your good and your negative intention, meaning to say, even the parts which are more corrupt in the character, which are more challenging, should be pivoted and channeled towards Hashem. That's because there are two bases in Levavcha, not Libcha, as it should be in Hebrew. Bechol Nafshecha means afilu notels Nafshecha. There's times that one has to put one's life down for Judaism. Not all the time, but there are certain circumstances where it's called for. And finally, the last one, Bechol Moedach, you have to love Hashem with all your Moed. There are two interpretations. One is Bechol Mamoncha, with all your Moed, which means your a lot, which means money. You have to give up your money to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means if a person has to transgress a negative commandment, a person is expected to give up all their worldly assets, not to transgress that. And the other option is b'chol mida u'mida shu moided lecha. Any of the cards that Hashem deals us, any characteristic that Hashem turns to us to, whether it's we feel good or we feel negative, we say a bracha, and that is the bracha of a Dayan HaMS. The Ketzer therefore advises that a person based on the Gemara should be ragil, a person should be accustomed to saying, Kol mada avid rachmano l'tav avid. Everything Hashem does is for the good, even when one quite cannot feel it necessarily at that moment that one's experiencing it. So let's look at a few questions on these brachas on good and bad tidings. So why are the two brachas on the good? We saw that you say Shehechiyanu if it's relating just to yourself, and Hatov Ameitiv if others are the beneficiaries of that good as well. What happens if one hears a number of good tidings or a number of bad tidings, Rachman al-Litzlan? What should one do? Does each get their own bracha? So the answer is no. One says one Hatov Ameitiv on all the good tidings one hears at once, or Dada Ames on all the negative tidings that one hears at once. It does not need to be independent unless there are different settings. What happens if one hears the news in the bathroom? So one's not able to say a bracha at that stage. So then one would have to not say the bracha then, even though that's the moment that one has the epiphany, one has the experience emotionally. One would leave the restroom or the place that's unclean and then say the bracha. What should one's mood be when saying the bracha or Dayan HaMS? So this is also based on the Mishnah in Brachos, that it needs to be that a person has the same level of connection and Deveikus to Hashem in saying that, and that one has the same level of connection that, based on this pasuk, is chesed u'mishpat ashir alecha, based on the pasuk, which is that through kindness and through justice, I'm going to sing to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's the good or it's the difficulty. And therefore, if one is able to achieve this, first of all, it attains a kapara, atonement for one's sins, when one embraces the very painful negative parts of one's life. But even more than that, in a certain sense, it turns this experience into avodas Hashem. It turns this into a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very profound level that a person can reach. What happens when he has good news that has the potential to becoming bad? So the example he gives is a person finds a lost object, but there is a potential that living in a society without accountability and democracy, that the government will find out and take it and penalize a person for finding a lost object. So it could turn negative, so one still says Hatov Ameitiv. What happens if one hears bad news but has the potential to become good? So the example he gives is one's field is flooded, so it causes immense damage, but it's going to fertilize it for later on. So one still says Diana MS because we don't look at the future potentialities, we look at the experience that one is going through right now, which is very much the Torah's way of looking at things. We're going to move on to our second concept, birth and death. So what is the bracha on childbirth? For a boy, one says Atov Ameitiv, for a girl, one says Shehechiyanu. Who says that bracha? The halacha is both the mother and the father. When is it said? So a person should say this at the time of birth. So many people just don't know this halacha. They're young, they have not learned the halachas, they have a child, they feel so overjoyed, but they don't pivot this. It's worthwhile noting that this is the Minag Ashkenaz. Sfaradim actually, for a boy, wait till a little later. And what if the mother dies in childbirth, Rachmana Litzon? This is a very common occurrence and still unfortunately happens. In that case, the father would say Baruch Diana MS, and then Shehechiyanu, for even if it's a son, it would only be a Shehechiyanu because only one of them is gaining from this because the mother is no longer there to be the beneficiary. What happens if the father dies before the birth? Chas v'shalom, this has happened a number of times in the war. So in this case, the mother says Shehechiyanu for a son or a daughter. What happens if one hears of the death of a relative? In that case, one says the full bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Diana MS. We have the custom that the Avelim only say this at the actual funeral, because that's the time when the kriya is done, and it can be done in unison, it can be done together, as opposed to each person individually. What happens if the person isn't a relative? So if the person one hears about who dies is a Talmud Chacham or an Ish Kasher, or an Adam Kasher, a righteous person, then one says the full bracha. But if it's a regular person one hears about, and it's sad news, but it's not that one's related, it's not a person who's a towering figure in the generation, then one would say Baruch Diana MS without the Sheva Malchus. I don't think typing BDE suffices for that. That certainly trivializes the experience. What if one hears of a relative who passes away, and one knows that one will also inherit part of their estate? So then one would say Baruch Diana MS on hearing the tiding of their death, but then say Shehechiyanu if one is the single inheritor on the inheritance, or Hatov HaMeitiv if there are other inheritors or beneficiaries of this inheritance, say in one's own family, then there would be Hatov HaMeitiv. So one is able to say both brachos for a complex experience that a person is undergoing. We look at the third and last concept today, and that is buying new items, where we say there's brachos of Shehechiyanu. Let's jump straight in. If I bought a new house or I build a new house, what bracha do I say? The answer is Shehechiyanu. What happens if I buy movable items? So then if they are important items that make me happy, then I would say Shehechiyanu. What about a car? So if it's bought, one says Shehechiyanu. If it's leased, one does not say a bracha. What if everyone at home also uses the new item? It's the house, everybody's using it. It's the car, everybody's using it. Then one would say Atov Ameitiv because there are other beneficiaries to this goodness that one is experiencing. When is the bracha actually said? So most people are not aware of this. It should be said at the time of purchase. What if the item is not ready? So for instance, the house needs fixing. The clothes need tailoring. Then it's said at the time of usage. What bracha is said on wearing new clothes actually when wearing this? So one says a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Malbish Arumim Hashem who clothes the naked. What if I already said that at Shachris? That's one of the brachas I say as Birkas HaShachar, is the morning brachas. Then if one was wearing it at that time, then one it was Yotzei. But if not, let's say it's an Erev Shabbos. One says that bracha Malbish Arumim on Friday morning, but on for a Shabbos I'm putting on a new suit, a woman's wearing a new dress. Then one would say Malbish Arumim then. What if is a hat? Then one would say the bracha of Oter Yisrael b'sifara. What happens if it's a new belt? Then one would say Ozer Yisrael b'gvura. These are brachas which relate to those specific items of clothing. Wait, I don't see people doing this around me. I have lots of people who get new clothes. I don't see people saying this bracha. So the reason is there's a little bit of a debate as to it warrants its own bracha. So it's advisable, says the Kitzur, to put it on in the morning to be able to say the bracha of Malbish Arumim or Oter Yisrael b'sifara or Ozer Yisrael b'gvura and relate it to that item. Most people are not aware of this. This is a very beautiful custom of ritualizing, of deepening the experience of one's new acquisition. What if I buy a new talis? If it comes with tzitzis on it, one says Shehechiyanu when one buys it. If it comes without the tzitzis and one makes it with the tzitzis, one says Shehechiyanu after finishing putting on the tzitzis. If one misses both those opportunities, then one says it when wearing it. If when I'm putting on or when I'm wearing it, when does it go in relationship to the other bracha of Lisatev Batzitzis? So the answer is, it goes after Lisatev Batzitzis. That's when one says the Shehechiyanu. What about buying a beged cotton, a talis cotton? One does not say a bracha on that. What if one receives a gift? Then one would say Hatov V'Ameitiv. Why not Shehechiyanu? The reason is because when one gives and receives a gift, both people feel good. The giver and the receiver feel good. So it's Hatov V'Ameitiv for both of the recipient and the giver. What happens if I buy a new sefer? The Kitzur says a sefer does not get a bracha because it is a mitzvah to learn Torah. One does not say a bracha on Shechiyano on a mitzvah that one has to do anyway. The Mishnah Berurah says there's room to still say Shechiyano on a sefer one buys because the mitzvah is learning, not just owning. There's a certain simcha which is had in just owning and buying. What types of clothes need a bracha? So unimportant clothes do not need a bracha. So excluded from the Shechiyano bracha are shirts, socks, and shoes, which do not get a bracha. What happens if one is a very poor person and one really has a lot of joy from wearing these? Still, there's no bracha. What happens if one's very rich on the other end of the spectrum and regular clothes don't excite one? Then in that case, unfortunately, one loses the bracha, which is a sad thing. If a person becomes so overindulgent, there's so much that one has enough that one doesn't even appreciate the small things. It's a sadness. Is there a special bracha given to someone who has a new item of clothing? The answer is yes. This is not commonly known. One should say, Tevale usechadesh. You should be zeichet to wear this well, wear it out, and buy a new one. Meaning, it's almost a blessing that it's not about the clothing itself, about your experience in it. You should be live and be well to use this well to the end of its usage and then get a new one. Is this for all clothing? The answer is no, not for leather clothing. And the reason is, because by saying Tevale usechadesh, you should wear it out and get a new one, it would mean another animal would have to be killed in order to make this, because that's how leather is made. It's the skins of animals. And the Kitzur adds, V'garachamov al kol ma'asav Hashem, is merciful upon all his creations, and that we don't wish that other creations would need to die for this consumer. For this, we conclude, and we'll do the last two concepts in Shecher HaTov HaMeitiv next time. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.